Welcome to GCast 63. I'm here with Astral Frost and Sonic. So both of you say hi.
Hello.
This is going to be kind of a Japanese-centric podcast, mostly because TGS has been going on this week. So kind of obvious that a lot of our news would be revolving around that. Yeah, so the first topic is Final Fantasy 15 is playable, has like a release window. It's going to have a demo attached to, I think, Type Zero. I'm not sure when that game comes out. But it certainly seems like the game's finally lurching towards completion after being in kind of development hell for a couple years. So you guys, Astral, you in particular, probably followed this closer than me. So why don't you give the rundown on it?
Yeah, so the first time we actually saw it was 2006, and at the time, the reason that they showed it so early was because it was part of the Fabula Nova Crystallis thing, which is like some really, like, to be part of that series, you just it has something to do with these crystals or whatever. It really has, it's stupid. Like, the connection between Final Fantasy 15 and 13 is trivial. Right. And so they eventually, but then, so what they did was, they didn't even start like pre-production until years later, and they decided to just not have it be a part of the whole 13.
So
it's not a sequel to 13.
Right. So what's weird is like they must have had done some pre-production work on it before E3 2006 in order to actually make that CG movie for it, right?
Yeah, so, they have, you know those guys who do their CG?
Is it Blur?
Yeah, no.
Not Blur. I can probably look it up.
Visual Works, that's okay. Who it is. And, yeah, obviously they did that, right? And they had the concept, so you're right, the pre-production probably started, like, 2005 or before that, and they had the basic story down, and but they didn't have any like working game. It was just that trailer, and they said later, oh yeah, we shouldn't have shown that because it was, I think, from then, how long it's been, 8 years. 8 years.
Yep.
So
wow,
they didn't actually go into full production until 3 years ago.
Jeez, that pretty crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, I think like it's a totally radically different direction. Like, I don't know if you watched the gameplay footage.
I have watched the latest trailer. I didn't know much about what the gameplay was supposed to be like before now. Was it like more typical Final Fantasy-ish?
No, it always had the vision was always the same. It was always a Kingdom Hearts style battle system with all real time, right? And all,
oh good.
And also, it's open world. It's an open world game.
Right.
And I think I take it you can drive the car around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because it's a. Yeah, because it's a big world. Like, you can't just walk everywhere. Go ahead.
I don't know how we do this. I'm very curious about that, because I have seen the pictures of, like, cars. And the first time I saw them, I thought it was going to be, like, Mario Kart with a Mercedes-Benz. I thought it was going to be, like, an actual real-life car. That's so unusual to me. Have, like, Final Fantasy, you know, been around for years, and always, you know, the dragons, and all of a sudden, cars.
Right.
What is it about that? Do you know about that?
Well, I think the game is like very like if you watch the trailer, the old trailer, it's like there's a city in the game, and it's very kind of ultra modern kind of style. And he's like, Noctis is the main character, and there's a part in the trailer where he's like being driven in a car somewhere, And so I think that whole kind of aesthetic and that kind of slick kind of, because he's a rich, like he basically he's like runs the town, you know. He's like has a kingdom. He runs the kingdom, and so that's probably where that comes from. But also, I noticed like that's not like if you look at it, it looks like Advent Children. It takes that idea and just runs with it, right? And I think that probably is why there's a car of that. It looks like a kind of a fancy. But I also noticed that there's that picture that Ken posted, which is like Noctis is sitting on the car and the other guys are like somewhere barbecuing. So I assume like just summon a barbecue situation in the middle
Sounds
of
like
nowhere.
a Monster Hunter.
Road trip.
So it's kind of interesting to me. So the impressions I had based on the 2006 trailer were that, the game was going to mostly take place in this, semi-futuristic city, which the Final Fantasy series has been moving towards, I feel. So I wasn't surprised to see them driving around in like a modern car. But from the latest trailer, it seems like there's quite a bit of like open world fantasy-ish kind of stuff. And it really just reminded me of, how Xenoblade looks. Of course, the battle gameplay is going to be different, but just that kind of, free-forming roaming aspect through this beautiful, lush world with wild creatures. It kind of just reminded me of Xenoblade.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. Like, yeah. And I think that's kind of gonna contrast to the cities where it's like really, kind of ornate and ultra modern and all that. 'Cause in that part of it is like 'cause this Noctis character, he is the prince of a like a mafia like royal family. And what happens is there's like a cold war between him and like another kingdom, and the other prince or king or whatever reneges, and they end up like going to war. So it's just like that's the setup. And yeah.
So,
So you there's a lot of traveling in the game because of the whole the story aspect to it.
so that's like my one worry with this game is that the main character is like so might be unlikable. I mean, he just seems like so out of it compared to like the people he's driving around with. He seems like kind of like sleepwalking through the game, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
He's a very he's very brooding kind
Oh,
of
God. Another cloud.
character. Yeah, basically he's like Cloud.
That makes you play this Final Fantasy because I usually, I've gotten, now I've grown older, I've gotten more used to turn-based combat, but this one, I like the cars, I'll be honest. I like that it has cars. I love that combination of like the fantasy with probably dragons and this and that, and then a car, just like a Mercedes or something.
Cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too. In the next week or so, I'll finally be getting my PlayStation 3. It's probably not cross-gen anymore, is it? It's probably PS4 only.
Yeah, I believe it says PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, so I guess
Yeah.
so.
Guess
Yeah,
I'll miss out on it then. Oh well.
I would have to. I will get a PS4 for No Man's Sky, so I might be able to get it then.
Unless they put it on a PC, then I might have a chance to play it. Square did just put the entire Final Fantasy 13 trilogy on Steam,
Oh.
so we'll see.
Okay.
Sounds like they're coming around to it.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I just read some. The game, it's the Kingdom Hearts 2 team, right, is in charge of all the,
Right,
like,
right. I
the
think it's
action.
the Osaka team or something like that.
First production department, and then there's the with the must be the Osaka team, and then but also it's like the Final Fantasy Advent Children crew are doing all the pre-rendered movies,
Okay.
so
That explains a
that's
lot.
why it's like yeah, exactly. But by the way, one last thing, Nomura is off the project.
Yeah, he's focusing on Kingdom Hearts 3, right?
Yeah. But I assume that's not going to mean any changes to the game because it's basically set now.
Yeah. That also will probably mean good things for Kingdom Hearts 3 since that's kind of his baby. The team that's developing that is the same team as Birth by Sleep and Dream Drop Distance. So I'm hoping that Kingdom Hearts 3 doesn't disappear for 8 years, you know. But they showed, the trailer they showed wasn't like CGI intensive or anything. It was all just supposedly gameplay. So I have a little hope for it, you know.
Right. Well, go ahead.
I just read up that apparently Final Fantasy 15 demo, there will be a code with Type O, but will not necessarily give you immediate access to the demo. They're trying to get it in March, but they don't know for sure yet. They will have it. They will come with the Type O will come with a code for the demo.
Nice. Type Zero itself has had kind of a long localization time as far as the West is concerned, because it was originally PSP exclusive. Yeah. A bunch of fans. I think they were like 95% done with a translation patch, and then Square Enix announced the console ports that, and they're being localized, and shut the fan translation project down. So,
by the way, when they showed that like gameplay kind of KH3, I was like, mm-hmm. oh, it looks like they've been in production for a while. No. Because then we heard that, we have like a rough sketch of what we're doing. So I guess that was probably, it looked like real time. That's what it'll look like.
It did look very basic, I have to say.
Yeah, it did. And I think that was just like something they threw together, but I'm sure that's not quite.
Right.
There's no way they're that far along in development.
Right. If they were far along, I'm sure we'd be seeing like elaborate CG cutscenes and stuff like that. So I knew it was pretty early in development that they showed that off. But like I said, hopefully Nomura going to, you know, backing off of 15 and going to Kingdom Hearts means, you know, it's on the right schedule, I guess.
Right.
Cool. I think that's...
Oh, one thing. Sorry. One thing. Someone told me there's like a rumor that they're going to include Frozen.
Oh, God.
And then people are, like, freaking out.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did focus on, like, newer stuff just because they've kind of mined Disney's past in the bit.
Yeah.
And with Dream Drop Distance for the 3DS, they made, like, their rule was that they weren't going to revisit any worlds that they've done in the past. It was going to be all new worlds, which they did. Some people... They had the Tron Legacy world, and people said, oh, it's the same as Tron, but it's pretty different, I think.
So I'm going to beat that one.
Yeah, me too.
I got that. I got Kid Icarus Uprising and like a bunch of other 3DS games I still got to beat. And I did just look up Kingdom Hearts 3 is the 8th installment in the Kingdom Hearts series.
Yeah.
Like when I saw Dream Drop Distance, it's like 10-year anniversary of Kingdom Hearts. I'm like, oh, wow, that makes me feel old.
Yep. Coming to PS3, which I will be able to get, is 2.5 HD Remix December. Yeah. The two HD remixes, the one that's out now already and the one that's coming out, they're basically all you need to get like caught up, because they include like the mainline games and they include cutscenes for like the kind of like more spin-offy games. Like I consider Birth by Sleep and Dream Drop Distance as mainline games, even though they're not numbered, because they really do, like, fully advance the story and gameplay. Whereas, like, 358 over 2 days, and what was the other one?
Recoded.
Recoded. Yeah, those are just kind of, like, you can probably skip them. But they have, like, they're all, like, CG'd up and made into, like, a movie for these HD remixes, so you don't even have to play them, which is pretty neat. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Get caught up. Maybe we'll get a next gen system sometime this century and be able to play the third one. We'll see.
Maybe.
Maybe.
No problem. It's a big step for you to have a non-Nintendo system. We gotta admit that.
It is a big step. I was also looking. A lot of it is because of the. I mean, I wish the PS4 was backwards compatible. Like, then I could just buy it and not feel guilty.
The PlayStation Now thing.
But can that play all PS3 games?
When they have them on there. From what I understand of it, it's going to be, you know, streaming, which I don't like considering internet data caps and all other stuff, but
yeah,
supposedly it's going to have, like, as many as they can.
I can't really count on that, especially since the Kingdom Hearts games in particular usually don't show up on the digital services because Disney has, like, say where they're published. They don't like their games being on digital services for some reason. So, like, you know, Birth by Sleep couldn't be bought off the store for the PSP, you know.
Yeah, I can't buy my Vita.
Yeah. That's, like, one of the last holdouts.
Also, the what's the one? Crisis Core is not on the Vita at all either, or in the store, I think.
That's a little weird, because Square has full publishing rights for that.
Yeah.
From what I hear, it's more like a Disney thing with the Kingdom Hearts game.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. Cool. I think that concludes our Final Fantasy / Kingdom Hearts talk for now.
One thing. 10th time I've said that, but one more thing. Nomura tried to turn, after he saw the Les Miserables movie from 2012, he tried to turn Final Fantasy 15 into a musical.
Oh my god, amazing. That would have been awesome.
And everyone at, they did like the whole, all the higher ups were like, fuck you, we're not doing that shit.
Yeah, I actually, you can't just turn a game like that when it's already in production, you know. I feel like that's kind of like the reason it's been delayed so long, to be honest.
That would have been awesome.
I don't know about that. What that probably means, though, is that we probably will get some kind of singing game from Nomura eventually. You know? We
do have the Theta Rhythm games. The Theta Rhythm Final Fantasy games. You know, for the 3DS and stuff?
Yeah, that's true. The, yeah, Theatre Rhythm. Those are doing pretty well, apparently. A couple of my friends have gotten the new one, Curtain Call. And they were kind of pissed that some songs were left out or something. But TLC, yay. Okie doke. Moving on. The Evil Within had a new trailer come out of TGS. I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with this game, but I'm really excited for it. Yes? No?
I saw a little bit about it. I mean, it seems more like a horror movie than a game, honestly, from what I've like heard about it and like the cover, you know, which isn't a bad thing. It's just like, I'm not really big on horror games per se. I tried playing Silent Hill 2 once. That didn't go well.
Yeah, Silent Hill 2 is probably one of the scarier horror games you could ever play. Feel like
that, and I just got Deadly Premonition too.
I heard that game's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Evil Within, I can see why you say it's kind of like a movie, just because there's like a lot of different locations and a lot of set pieces, but it's definitely a game. Like, I've been kind of like following up on it. It was the only game I stood in line for at PAX. I didn't even get to play it. I got to see it demoed by somebody else. But it looks so good, you guys. It looks so good. It looks so scary. I still don't understand anything about the plot, but that's probably a good thing. With a horror game, you're probably best off left in the dark, I guess.
That's a good word in there.
Right. But it's Shinji Mikami. I mean, come on, this guy is the master. He is like the only one I trust making a horror game at this point, to be honest.
Yeah.
He did,
Resident Evil.
Resident Evil, okay.
4.
Oh, I still remember looking at, like, a Game Informer for that years ago. So long ago, like, when we barely knew what it was, and they had, like, little black and white pictures of, like, who could be the main, you know, we knew it was Kennedy, but just all of that.
I have that issue.
Huh?
You saw that issue.
Wow.
Yeah. Back from like 2003-ish? 2004?
Something like that, yeah. Probably 2003 because certain things didn't happen at that point, but yeah.
So I just looked this up. Apparently, the Resident Evil remake, we talked about this on a prior GCast, but the remake, Mikami also did the remake before he made Resident Evil 4. People usually call the remake the scariest game in the series and the most perfect distillation of the like old formula. So high accolades, obviously, but it is also coming to PS3, so I can get that next year. So I'm really not missing out on a whole lot. I mean, I'm going to be missing out on a lot of stuff, you know, coming up, but yeah. It seems like the cross-gen period was a lot longer this time around. So
I think it will be because people haven't been buying the newer consoles as much as they think they would. They should be buying Wii U's more, but like I don't think as many people have been buying a PS3, a PS4, or an Xbox One. Not yet, at least.
PS4's been doing pretty well.
Yeah, that one has, true.
That's true. Xbox One's kind of been up and down. Wii U's kind of on a down slope. Hopefully, it got a huge lift up with Mario Kart, and hopefully Smash lifts things a little bit further, but I don't think it's going to do too much better by the time the end comes around. We'll see.
That's a good point, though, about, because last time I remember the cross-gen was like a year tops,
mm-hmm.
6 months to a year, and then they were done.
Yeah, I remember like Guitar Hero and like Call of Duty, like having versions for 360 and PS3. And or PS2, you know, and then it just kind of like dried up, you know.
I believe Guitar Hero 5 was the last Guitar Hero to have a PS2 copy.
Ah,
yeah,
Guitar Hero does not surprise me because they kept putting out Wii versions for it,
yeah,
because it sold so well. So, probably not that much money to backport it to PS2,
yeah.
I
still have my Guitar Heroes for 360, but I still have them all.
I'm going to play. My company is Game Night, so we're going to do Rock Band 3 on Tuesday. Should be pretty hot.
Nice. See if I can join you, maybe.
Yeah. Cool. So I think that's all that can be said. You want to say something, Astral?
Yeah, about The Evil Within.
Okay.
I guess, like, it's being made by Tango, which they're a Japanese company, right?
Right.
Okay. But it's, like, they're using id Tech 5. So that must mean this is a Bethesda thing, then?
Yes. Bethesda is publishing.
Yep.
So do they own the Evil Within property?
I would imagine so. That's usually the standard agreement for publishers.
Okay, well, the last time I heard anything about it, people were like, this game's a little rough, you know,
because
they played it, but maybe it's like changed in the last 8 months, I don't know.
It did look very rough when they first announced it. Even this year, I think if you go back to the PAX thread where I posted my impressions of that gameplay walkthrough, I said certain parts did definitely seem rough. The latest previews coming out, a couple people have played it apparently, like the full game, I think, and they've been very, very, very positive. So I'm excited.
Good. Yeah. It looks really scary. Like, I have to say, like, and we don't get a lot of those anymore because they don't sell, right?
Right.
I mean, this game is not going to do that well. Let's face it.
Right. We'll see.
Yeah, it might do well.
Isn't it cross-gen?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's October too. It's coming out next month.
Yeah, it's October 14th. So October is probably a good month to launch it in.
Yeah.
The PC version coming out at that time?
I don't know.
So, let me see. I'm looking it up right now. Also, Bayonetta comes out that month. Smash, is that the one? Also comes out next month, which is going to be fun.
Smash 3DS comes out.
Yeah, Smash 3DS.
Wow.
It didn't say anything different. It says it's coming out for all systems on October 14th in America.
Hmm.
And Europe and Australia is the 16th.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Back to it looking rough. There's one thing, I think I've said this before in the podcast, but my current theory is, like, it's okay for horror games to look a little rough. Like, it's the one genre I feel like that could get away with it, just because there's something about, like, rougher graphics that feels scarier. Like, you know, like, it's kind of a dumb thing, but there's a reason, like, so much, like, creepypasta is based on, like, N64 games, you know? Like, there's a reason that the eel in Mario 64 is, like, kind of scary-ish, you know? I guess as a kid, it's a lot scary. But just, like the crude graphics and, like your imagination, like, fills in the blanks, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just rambling here.
No, yeah, so when you guys said rough, I wasn't sure if it meant gameplay or graphics. No, graphics, yeah, because for a horror game, also, if the horror game is doing well, you won't really notice the graphics. You'll be too scared to notice them.
Right.
And like you said, yeah, that's because that's the true test of horror is your imagination. As everybody always says, that's the best kind of horror is they don't explicitly show you somebody get their head cut off. They give you the implication and your brain fills it in for you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I feel like if a game looks like too good, yeah, it can be scary, but it's like... it's like some of the mystique is gone, I guess. I don't know. I haven't played a photorealistic horror game yet, so I guess I couldn't say. A recent example would be like, you know, people like have found like Minecraft kind of scary just because like the low res graphics and like you're expecting like cutesiness and like, you know, the freaking
whatever. Zombies and creepers.
Yeah, they pop out of nowhere and they feel out of place. Another good example would be the Slender game. The graphics in that are like really rough, like very low end PS2 level. But the game makes it work and the game is really scary, yeah, in spite of it or because of it, I feel like.
What about that game Five Nights at Freddy's or something?
Yeah, that's another game that's like rough graphics, you know, indie made, obviously, and it's kind of scary because of it, I feel like. You working on something there, Astral?
No. That wasn't me.
Oh, was that you, Sonic? Or Sarah?
Maybe. Anyways, I know you're supposed to say that name too. I wasn't sure what names we're saying here.
I don't really have a preference, to be honest.
Okay.
I forgot the topic.
Since we're kind of on a hard kick, we'll keep it rolling. Silent Hills also had a new trailer for TGS and. Apparently, they confirmed that Silent Hills is the final name, I guess. The trailer, it was like a concept trailer of stuff that might be found in the game. Wasn't really like any gameplay or any story, really. Just kind of like some creepy stuff all stringed together. It was kind of neat. It's always going to be hard to like get across why a horror game is scary in a video, I feel like. But they also announced that it might be episodic, possibly. Some people were concerned about that. Some people thought it might be a good idea. Do you guys have any thoughts on that?
Depends on what they want to do. If you know, the episodic is each episode is its own thing, that could be kind of good because maybe they have different ideas they want to use, and that way it's not all in one game trying to cram them all together.
Mm-hmm.
If it's one game spread out over episodes, it might just mean, you know, they can give you a little bit and then have it come out, you know, have it come out sooner as opposed to try and put everything in the game and then ship it. They can just have one come out, work on the second one, and so on and so forth, maybe. I'm not sure. Have you ever had an episodic horror game before? Not that I can think of.
There's one I was thinking of. It was, I think it was like it was on PSN. It was Japanese game. I think it was like a sequel to some PS2 game. It's like on the tip of my tongue. Hold on a second.
Oh, I think, is it the one where like you could possess the enemies and you could look through their eyes? I remember that PS2 horror game. It was a weird
Yeah,
one.
I think that was it.
Okay.
Also, there was originally Alone in the Dark was gonna be
Oh,
episodic.
yeah. Right. I brought
It
that up.
didn't. Right, and it did. Okay, it didn't end up being, but it was gonna be. And other than that, I don't know. But I like this. I'm okay with that idea. Like, 'cause I played The Walking Dead,
Oh, yeah.
right.
and I enjoyed. Although by the time I played it, all the episodes were out. But as long as the game is done and they release them within like a month or two of each other, I'm okay with that.
That's true. Unlike the Sonic the Hedgehog episode 4 thing. Just
Oh yeah, whatever happened with that?
we're still waiting on episode 3. Last I checked, I don't even know if they're working on it anymore. We had 1 and 2, and then beyond that. I'm more upset. I know this is kind of off topic, I'm sorry. I'm more upset about Sega not releasing like Sonic CD and like Sonic 1 on more handhelds. Like Sonic CD should be on 3DS and Vita, not just the phones.
That's true. The person behind that, because you guys know the story behind those games, right? It's where a Sonic fan was making a like a fan engine based on, you know, the old games physics and stuff. And Sega just like outright recruited him so that they could like port the games to different systems. I think a couple of them have are using the engine. It's called the Retro Engine in the Steam releases. But all the Android and iOS games use the Retro Engine. And what I found was cool is in Sonic 3, I think they released 3 just recently. There was a cut level that this guy added back in based on like the ROM files, based on a leaked prototype cartridge that appeared on eBay that had like a more completed version of the level, and based on like magazine snippets with like what the tiles should be or something. So I thought that was really neat. Like he was restoring like 2 decades old cut content into this new port. So I thought that was pretty awesome.
I didn't know any of that. Thank you. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad they recruited them instead of like suing them or something.
Yeah, you'd expect that, right? Although I feel like it's kind of weird what companies decide to like cease and desist and which ones they decide to team up with, because you know a while back Capcom had that what was it? It's like some kind of fan game, like Street Fighter versus Mega Man or something. That was a fan game, and then they decided to like give it an official release. So kudos to
There was,
companies that do that. What's that?
yeah, there was some kind of abominable Mega Man model that was put in to Street Fighter a few years ago. Do you remember
Oh,
that? It's like
right.
this like beer bellied.
Street Fighter X Tekken.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
yeah. I got that
I
free on
was
PlayStation Plus.
like traumatized. But anyway, yeah.
Oh, so I found that that PSN game. It's called Siren Blood Curse.
Yeah,
Oh, right.
I remember that.
So that was episodic. I'm kind of like I kind of feel like the Silent Hill series would do better to be like more open-ended, so I'm not sure like if splitting up the town and putting it into different episodes, like if that's how it would work, because I'm not sure if I would be on board with that. We'll see what they do.
By the way, BioWare made a Sonic game on GBA. Remember that?
Was is for DS.
DS. Oh, it's
Sonic,
DS. Okay.
Yeah, Sonic Dark Brotherhood.
and it
Was it
has
good?
the worst music ever.
Hey, well, I never beat it, but it doesn't probably.
I will post a thread. It has very bad music.
Like, yeah, I still need to beat that one. I actually gave it to a friend because I was like kind of going to different things, so I'm gonna get it back and maybe beat it. It was very fun though. From what I like played, it was cool to play Sonic in an RPG. I mean, you don't expect that. It was nice to finally have a Sonic RPG as opposed to a Mario RPG.
Sonic always copying Mario again.
Oh, don't let all Mario. I will take over this cast.
just try it.
Man, what?
Okay. To put a band-aid on that, something we can both talk about and get excited for, Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate, coming out
Yeah.
early next year in America and Europe, and I want to say like October in Japan, maybe. It's going to be out by the end of the year in Japan.
Yeah.
They announced, in addition to, I think they had Link and Mario costumes and weapons for the player, they've been announcing further crossover stuff for the, what are their names?
Cat.
The little cat things, felines, yeah. So the first one they announced a couple days ago was a Sonic costume for the feline. A lot of people made fun of it because it kind of doesn't look that great in the PR image they sent, but I think it could be fine. Certainly looks pretty funny. And then 2 nights ago they announced that Isabelle and Rossetti from Animal Crossing New Leaf would also be, they're not like costumes for the feline, unlike the Sonic thing. They like actually like fully replace the feline model, and they have like their own unique voices instead of like the meows and stuff, and like custom animations. And it actually looks pretty well done. I don't know about Rossetti. He doesn't seem like somebody that should be like walking around since, you know, he's always like in the ground.
What?
But Isabelle certainly looks pretty awesome. I'm excited for it. We gonna say something, Sonic?
Well, I was amazed when I first saw the Sonic one. I'm like, is this really real? And yeah, it was just like, I mean, it looked fine. It was just like, this just looks almost fan-made. And then I wasn't sure if you could play as that character, because maybe the fourth one you could do that. So then I saw, like you just said, it's your companion, because I haven't gotten those yet in Monster Hunter. I've been a little busy, but I have a job. So I was like, okay, so I might, so if I, whenever I get that game, I'll dress him up as Sonic, because of course I would do that. And I'll definitely use Link. And I saw that Link is confirmed, which I'm very glad about.
Right.
And Mario, I didn't know they had Mario. That one I didn't know about.
I think it's just like a Mario outfit. Let me see if I can look it up.
If they had Luigi, I definitely use Luigi. Because Luigi's better than Mario.
Luigi's always better than Mario.
Oh, that's right, you like him, yeah.
Luigi's my my main in the first three Smash Brothers games.
Say spirit animal. Although I will say I got a new Super Luigi U, and that game is a little bit harder than I thought. Mostly because of the time limit. I don't like the time limit. Other than that, I'm fine with it. I
I
just don't like.
love that game. The time limit is kind of why it's so awesome, I feel like, because like the levels have to be like kind of short and bite-sized. Yeah, it does like put like extra pressure on you, I guess.
Yeah. Although what's funny is I'm trying to think when it was. I think it was New Super Mario Brothers. One of something. No, actually Super Mario World, because I did play that. Okay, never mind. Because I was gonna say I never played my first Mario game was a 3D one. It was Super Mario 64. So that was my first Mario game ever. So I never played a 2D Mario game until like Super Mario World years later on the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, so the Mario and Luigi costumes are for the felines, not for
Oh.
something you can dress up as. So
So
apparently
literally just Link.
just Link, I guess he has, looks like only the bow and the sword and shield classes, possibly.
Yeah.
Which I guess makes sense. As a great sword user myself, I probably won't have.
Oh wait, you.
Well, you can probably wear the outfit no matter what your class is.
That'd be weird. Ties with the class would be weird.
I mean, I'm sure the weapons are, but probably not the outfit.
Yeah.
As for You said you don't have the felines in Monster Hunter 3. You actually, the Monster Hunter 3 is the only game where you don't get felines as the companion. The companions are Cha-Cha and Kiamba.
Oh, yeah, those things, whatever the heck they are.
Right. So you have those, right?
Not yet. It's been a while. I guess
Well,
I've been busy.
if you play a lot of online, you don't really need them, you know?
Okay. Oh, they're mostly there if you okay, they're mostly there as CPU companions. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, little okay. And yeah, Rosetti and I'm looking up now Rosetti because I didn't know about the Animal Crossing one either until this podcast. I was like, oh, okay, Animal Crossing, I didn't hear about that. Yeah, they look very cute. I love that she's a clipboard. I love that she has an actual clipboard. It's like write down like who you're hunting.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because Isabelle is a dog and felines are cats. I know, I find that a little humorous.
There's a surgery for that. They can do that if they want to.
I really like the Animal Crossing ease that they speak. It's kind of like,
Oh.
you know, the standard Animal Crossing gibberish.
Actually, I think I've heard it feels like sometimes they actually are like they just took English language and mixed it up a little bit. Like they actually are
Right.
something, but
Yeah.
like I said.
Yeah, I think that is what it's been. There are definitely like certain like syllables you can like make out, you know.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm sorry that it's not on Wii U. It's probably gonna be on Wii U eventually. It'll just be like when the second when Nintendo system comes out or something.
I really want on Wii U.
I know.
I
Although
really.
if they do it on Wii U, I hope they actually make it not the 3DS version, just literally ported, considering that's what the third one is, and it's like you can't read anything.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that has less to do with it being from the 3DS than Capcom going, oh, this is an HD console now, so we can make the font size super tiny, you know?
Oh yeah, like Dead Rising.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You just opened up a can that I haven't.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I want to hear
See,
this.
in 2006, Inafune did an interview with EGM, and I'm sitting there reading it, and he's like, a lot of people have complained that Dead Rising does not, the text does not, is not readable on SDTV. And he's like, whoa, well, you should own an HDTV. I'm like, and he just dismissed it with that. I was so fucking mad. Like, because like in 2006, a lot of people did not have HD at the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, and I played the game and I had to stop because I couldn't, just couldn't make out the words.
Even on HDTV, you could barely read it. So tiny. It's pointlessly tiny too. It's like, why is the text so tiny? That doesn't make any sense to me.
I think it was a trolling, totally just trolling. That game is a one big troll. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I love that game, but it is a troll. And also, yeah, it takes like if you throw it takes like 100 CDs to kill one zombie if you throw the CDs at him. Anyway, also another game that did that was Banjo Nuts and Bolts,
Yep.
but they fixed it.
Yeah. They
And
made
then
it.
they made it too big.
Those are things too big. That's like the we. That's how we had it back in N64. N64 days, we liked it that way.
Yeah, of
Half a
course.
screen. Wait, really? They changed the text
Yeah.
size back and it was like really big? I'll have to look that up. That sounds funny.
Yeah. I was so glad when they did those. It was nice to have it fixed. That game was actually a lot of fun, despite people being like, "Oh, we're gonna bash it." This is actually a lot of fun.
I mean, I think people were looking for like a more traditional Banjo-Kazooie
Yeah.
game, you know?
We all miss traditional like 3D platformers.
Yep.
It is one of my favorite games of all time, and I think a lot of people just didn't get it because you can even upgrade your platforming abilities in that game. Like you can swim, you can walk on tight ropes, you can climb anything.
Yeah.
Like, but it isn't like principally it is a vehicle-based game. But I thought that was the right way to go. They said that it's no matter what you do, you're screwed. Because you do something new, people are angry. You do so if you do the old thing, people are like, that's old. So
Yeah.
it's irrational.
Can't please all people all the time.
Yep.
Exactly.
Although I will admit that's actually, when you think about it, one of the few games like that. Like, what other game lets you construct any kind of vehicle you want? Basically, as I love doing, taking things, put wings on it, put all the engines you can on it, and just fly. I mean, I can't really think of any other games you can do that.
There aren't any, I don't
Yeah.
believe.
So I was like, I always have to thank them for that, because that was my favorite thing. Just put up every single engine you could on that thing, and just put wings on it and make it fly.
The closest thing I can think of is Kerbal Space Program, but it's not the same thing, because all you're trying to do there is just trying to make the thing go to space, whereas in nuts and bolts, like, it's really complicated, because you're constantly having to change your design so that you can shave time off your off your timer, so you can beat the challenges. Because it's basically the whole game, and I hate time-based trial games. This one actually is good though, because once you figure out how to make the most efficient craft, you feel really awesome when you win the race or whatever it is, because then you're like, yeah, I did that because I spent hours like perfecting this shit. You really have to have skills. And the thing is, the problem is, I think they wanted children to play the game, but the game is way too complicated for them.
Oh yeah.
Like,
Oh
it
yeah.
had no audience. That was what was wrong with it.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
probably true.
I just made cool transforming vehicles that could like be a ground vehicle and then have the spreadable wings that you can, turn on and off and just have it fly and then land again and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. Plus all the fur shading.
Oh yeah, that was very good, yeah.
Alrighty, guys. I think we'll call it a night here.
Aww.
Some good discussions all around. Thank you both for showing up. It's been, I wanted to do the GCast weekly, and I'm glad that, people such as yourselves and other people were able to help me bring that to reality. As cheesy as that sounds. Yeah, I'm gonna start editing this now, and thank you guys for showing up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.